Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Erwin Schrödinger's classic little book, What is Life? Sophie, I have to ask, when you hear Schrödinger, what comes to mind first?
Well, the cat, obviously. But that's a thought experiment about quantum mechanics. This book is totally different. Schrödinger wrote it in 1944, and he's basically a physicist crashing the biology party and asking how life can possibly exist when the universe is supposed to be falling apart.
Right, and that's the real hook. I mean, the second law of thermodynamics says everything tends toward disorder. Your coffee cools down, your sandcastle crumbles, your room gets messy. But life? Life builds incredibly complex order. A single cell has more information than a library.
Exactly. So Schrödinger's big question is, how does life get away with it? And his answer is beautiful. He says life doesn't break the second law. It evades it by being an open system. An organism constantly sucks order out of its environment. He calls it negative entropy.
Negative entropy. I love that phrase. So a plant takes in sunlight, highly ordered energy, and uses it to build sugars. It's drinking orderliness from the sun. And when a cat eats a mouse, it's not just after calories, it's after the organized molecules it can use to maintain its own structure.
Exactly. Life is basically a local rebellion against cosmic decay. You increase disorder everywhere else to create a little bubble of order in yourself. It's like cleaning your house by dumping all the mess in the yard.
That's a great way to put it. And then Schrödinger goes after the really hard question. How does that order get passed down? How does a tiny fertilized egg contain the blueprint for an adult? Remember, this is 1944, way before DNA was discovered.
Right, and his prediction is just stunning. He says the hereditary material must be an aperiodic crystal. A regular crystal, like diamond, is ordered but repetitive. It can only store a little info. But an aperiodic crystal is ordered without repeating, like a mosaic or a written message. That could hold an almost infinite amount of information.
And he calls it a code script. He literally says the gene is a code, a set of instructions, not a tiny preformed organism. He's talking about a genetic code before the word code was even used in biology. That's insane.
It is. And he uses quantum mechanics to explain how that code stays stable. You'd think thermal vibrations would scramble it, but Schrödinger says the gene is a quantum object. It sits in an energy valley, and to mutate, it needs a big enough kick to jump over a hill. At normal temperatures, that's rare. So mutations are rare, which is why heredity is stable.
So he's linking quantum mechanics directly to biology. That's the kind of move only a physicist would make. And then he argues the gene must be small, just a few atoms, because that's the scale where individual atoms matter. If it were too big, you'd lose precision.
And of course, DNA turned out to be a long, thin molecule with a precise sequence of bases, exactly the kind of aperiodic structure he predicted. He gave biologists a whole new framework, information, code, and aperiodic crystals. It basically launched molecular biology.
But here's the part that really got me. He doesn't stop at physics. He goes full philosopher. He asks about consciousness. He says the I we each feel is singular and unified, not a collection of neurons. So he argues that all individual consciousnesses are actually manifestations of one universal consciousness.
He's drawing on the Upanishads there, the idea that the multiplicity of selves is an illusion. He writes that the I is a point of view of the undivided whole. It's a mind-bending way to connect physics, biology, and spirituality.
Yeah, and it ties back to his scientific argument. He's saying the order we see in life isn't an accident. It's a reflection of the universe's own order. The laws of physics that govern stars also govern the atoms in our bodies. Observer and observed are part of the same system.
So the takeaway for me is that life is a temporary, local pocket of order that feeds on entropy. And Schrödinger reframed the question of life from, what is the stuff, to, how is the information stored and transmitted? that shift was huge.
The one thing I'm actually taking away is that life is the universe's way of creating a stable, meaningful pattern in the endless flow of time. It's brief, it's beautiful, and it's a rebellion against chaos.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, what's your final word on this book?
Life, Schrödinger suggests, is the universe's way of creating a stable local pocket of order, a temporary rebellion against entropy, a brief, beautiful, meaningful pattern in the endless flow of time. We'll see you in the next one.